I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. As 2015 ends and another year begins, we're taking time to reflect on the local state of the arts through interviews with cultural leaders who have both a broad and deep perspective on the creative arts. Today I'm with Bob Kiefer, who has created EugeneArtTalk.com, an online forum for his arts journalism and reviews. After decades of writing for the Eugene Register Guard, he's also a fine photographer whose works were recently displayed at the Jacobs Gallery. Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me, Eric.
When you cover such a wide variety of creative arts, from visual to theater and music, let's begin with the strengths of the creative arts here. What do you think the current high points are of the artistic community here?
I think absolutely we are in an amazing period for classical music here in town. We have an embarrassment of riches, you might almost say. First off, Eugene Symphony is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and they're doing it with great style and panache. But beyond the symphony, we've got other groups. Oregon Mozart Players, of course, is continuing to do a wonderful job as a chamber orchestra. Oregon Bach Festival is putting out amazing work under its new artistic director, Matthew Halls. Some smaller groups in town, like Chamber Music Amici and the brand new Delgani String Quartet. When you add all of that up, you can go see live music here on a regular basis of a quality that's not really accessible in other communities.
Other than the classical music scene here, are there other particular bright spots in the creative arts that you see?
If you haven't been to a live theater production in Eugene, now is certainly the time to go. Oregon Contemporary Theater is doing amazing professional work that's absolutely on a level with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Community theater here is as good as it gets. Go see almost any show at Very Little Theater or Cottage Theater, and you're going to walk out smiling. There are a number of smaller theaters in town that keep actors busy, and we're enjoying a real bright spot.
The visual arts seem to be in a very difficult time right now. Galleries have been closing. The ones that are open are still facing financial challenges. To what do you attribute those challenges primarily?
I don't really know. I have to say it. Yes, it's a catastrophe. The thing that sort of pushed me over the edge, and I think it's pushed a lot of people in town over the edge, was the announcement recently that the Jacobs Gallery is closing, the Jacobs being the nonprofit fine art gallery in the lower level of the Holt Center. That ultimately reflects, I think, a lack of support by the city of Eugene for the visual arts. The Jacobs was subsidized not only with free rent, but with a cash subsidy for many years. That cash subsidy has been cut, and not surprisingly, when the money goes away, so does the gallery. Now, this has big ramifications for the visual arts here because that was the flagship community art gallery. It was the host for the Mayor's Art Show, which I think right now is dead in the water. There will be no more Mayor's Art Show. Which is, frankly, a sad symbol of the city's relationship to visual arts.
I know you've been a proponent of creating a visual arts center here in Eugene. What do you have in mind in that regard?
Well, I think we need something of the size and stature of the Holt Center downtown that would perform several distinct but related functions. One is we don't have a city art museum. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum at the university is excellent, but it's a university museum with a different mission, and it's remote from downtown. We need a place for visiting artists to come and work and lecture. We need a place that forms a hub for people who love the visual arts in the way that the Holt Center forms a hub for people who love classical music.
In a time when funding is so difficult for these sorts of things, do you see a funding strategy for creating that successfully?
I don't.
Alas.
I'm not an experienced fundraiser. Mm-hmm. I've always assumed that if you have a good enough cause, there's ways to get money for it. I think one of the things that people in the visual arts world need to do is go back and study exactly how Ed Ragazzino and his allies convinced the city to build the Holt Center 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was a difficult battle even then. The bond issue was voted down a couple of times until it was approved. And they got it through just in time before the timber industry collapsed and tax mm-hmm. support was cut.
And what do you hope to contribute to that difficult climate by what you've created with EugeneArtTalk.com?
What I would like to do is just keep the arts world alive as a concept in the community's mind, that there is this universe of performers and artists and actors all out there trying to give us something that is vital in our lives and that is otherwise missing.
Well, thank you so much for all you're contributing to the community and the arts world and for coming in.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Bob Kiefer, arts journalist and photographer, proprietor of Eugene Art Talk, former journalist for the Eugene Register Guard. Find his work online at eugeneartalk.com. For other interviews in our State of the Art series, listen to KLCC during these last 2 weeks of December and visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.